and Military Supply.
A new poll says that 51% support the new Arizona immigration law, but does it matter? Also, the president, in a fight to win back the business vote, is excited about Thursday's financial reform vote that would include some yeses by a few Republicans. In the meantime, a lot of people packing a hearing on Ground Zero Mosque. Yep, how many years away are we from a mosque being built on Ground Zero after all the debate over what should be built there in the first place? This, of course, the World Trade Centers that went down on 9/11. Crazy. The timing and also the insistence that this will further help the relations between the West and Muslims. The idea of doing that in an initiative isn't a bad idea, but the choice of venue and where they want to put it is outrageous. So, not a surprise, it was standing room only. And if they had a meeting on the drilling moratorium, deep water drilling, that is, I bet you'd find a packed crowd in there, too. In the meantime, the government is still hoping that the new drilling moratorium can survive a bunch of legal attacks. And this is on the heels of Monday, the big announcement by the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar, that there would be a moratorium in place until November. Hey, everybody. My name's Kate Delaney. If you haven't heard the show before, it's called America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, you can sound off and throw in your two. I don't care what your stripes are. It's about the conversation, my friends, on this highway and the freedoms that we all enjoy here living in the United States. This is why we started this show, because there's so much sound out there, but not a lot of chance to sound off. Too much inactivity in the government led to my desire to start doing America Tonight. So anyway, you're invited to the party. Occasionally we talk about UFOs, like the guy down the dial. But we're not talking about UFOs right now. We're talking about real things that we can see right before our eyes, some of them rather shocking. I'm going to say bravo to the French. Yeah. Not for their wine, not for their attitude, but for the fact that France is banning the burqa. They're one step closer to doing that. And I say bravo because Nicolas Sarkozy took a lot of crap for saying that this was degrading to women and did not fit in with the French values and the way of life and how the French see women and the equality issue. And because it was degrading, he did not want to have that in his country. And the parliament agreed. So far, one step done in their lower house. Now it's up to their Senate, but I don't think there's going to be a problem in the Senate. So any of the burqa-style Islamic veils in public will be banned, period. Wow. How about that? I mean, that is huge. That is a broad ban on face covering veils. It means that public spaces, government buildings, and transportation areas, and the streets, the markets, the thoroughfares, private businesses, entertainment venues, the movies, all that kind of stuff, you cannot wear the burqa once it gets through. But the Senate is poised to approve that, so that should kick in pretty soon. And Sarkozy is going to take even more heat for that. More heat. And he's in the middle of a scandal tied to an heiress. So he's got a lot on his hands right now. Also, something that we're going to talk about here during this hour of America Tonight is this Fidel Castro stuff. I mentioned this previously, appearing on Cuban TV, if you remember, the other day, and of course attacking the U.S. and going through a litany of things and talking about, you know, nuclear arms and other things, heavy military spending. Went through a whole, it was like he was inviting people to call him, like he was doing a television talk show. So this is what I think of America, and I've been holding my thoughts in because, as you know, I've been sick for quite a while, so I'm going to let it all go out. The empire is how Castro usually refers to the United States, and we know that there's been problems with the relationship since 1959 when he took control of Cuba. I'm still shocked that nobody has picked Castro off. 1959, this guy has been in power. And then he turned it over to his brother in 2006 because he was sick and went through a series of operations. Wow. And his latest appearance comes right as Cuba was preparing to ship the first of the 52 political prisoners to Spain in a deal with the Catholic Church. But guess what? He did not mention that. A slew of other things he went after, but he didn't mention at all the prisoners. All right, also the Tea Party is taking a beating lately. The latest from the NAACP outright saying that there was racism in the Tea Party. Listen to what Rand Paul said recently at one of his rallies, and Rand Paul is running for Senate in Kentucky.
There has been a concerted effort since the Tea Party began to rise, since my victory, to paint us as something we are not. There is nothing about our movement that is really outside of any kind of mainstream. Now, that may upset people because you don't want to be part of the mainstream thing. You are part of the mainstream. What is extreme is a $2 trillion deficit. What is extreme is a $400 billion interest payment. That's what's extreme.
All right, so you heard what he had to say there. And like I mentioned, the NAACP has a big meeting in Kansas City, and they went after the Tea Party and said that had a resolution basically decrying the racism in the movement, those that are racist in the Tea Party movement. The thing that's interesting about that, though, is the lack of any kind of evidence to it. Any kind of evidence whatsoever. I mean, if there was evidence of it, you know, absolutely go after it. I would agree, especially because from the point of view of that organization, the idea is to fire back. The idea is to find the weakness, but it's not true. So these paintings or these portraits that are being painted with these broad brushes on the Tea Party movement, we'll call it, are not accurate. I mean, you want to talk about that, yes, at some of these Tea Party meetings, are there some nutballs? Are there some lunatic fringe people? Of course there are. Go to any event. I see them at concerts. I don't even know if they know that they're at a concert. You can take any. I've been to school board meetings where I've seen a lunatic or two, but I don't think you can call the Tea Partiers racist. Am I all wrong on this, or do you agree, America? 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Bad luck, fellas, got the hold on you. To spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that employment makes the chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
The bad luck, but there are some people who have bad timing, that's for sure. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in on the mosque being built at Ground Zero, or if you want to talk about some of the other things that we've mentioned, the burqa being banned in France. It's not officially banned because still it's got to get through the Senate, but it's going to get through the Senate and it will be official in the next couple of weeks. I think Sarkozy will definitely be an even bigger target now. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Doing, as the Flanders would say in The Simpsons, okely-dokely.
There you go. That's not a bad thing. Okely-dokely is at least somewhere in between.
Yes, it's true. Okay. First, there's two New York City things I want to talk about. First of all, what were they thinking about building a mosque near there? Don't they have any brain? I mean, didn't these people have any brains?
Well,
I mean,
let me stop you. Here's what they're saying.
What?
It's called the Cordova Initiative. It's going to have a pool and restaurants and all this stuff. I mean, it's going to be like the Mac Daddy of all mosques. I mean, you know, big time. And what the Cordova Initiative is saying is, look, we wanted to build this place to make it a gateway to the West, to reach out and to unite Muslims and people who don't understand the Muslim faith. But I call foul on that because they certainly, that if that's really the initiative's purpose, then they could build that almost anywhere in New York City. There's
right.
plenty of real estate to go around and not too far from Ground Zero either. It doesn't have to be right in that vicinity. Knowing what they know and what happened. It's ridiculous, and it's typical New York because of the PC police that are on every corner breathing down everybody's back.
Right.
But nobody says anything, and then once it becomes a deal, then all of a sudden there's hearings and, you know, everybody comes out of the woodwork, and it's a mess. It's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, big time, big time. You know, because next thing you know, you're going to have people saying, oh, it's, you know, actually it's going to be a secret for, you know, Al-Qaeda sympathy, you know,
right.
Secret hideout for Al-Qaeda sympathy.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the problem. And here's the thing.
Right.
Why would somebody think that? Because some of the mosques have been that in this country, in the United States, not just in other places.
Right.
So you're inviting, actually, they're inviting bigotry that they don't need if they really do have these open hearts of let's seal and heal. But they're not doing that by pushing what they're pushing to have this built on Ground Zero, which I think should be some kind of a memorial anyway.
I agree. Talking about memorials, I was reading today in the New York Daily News. I told you I pick it up every day. Someone wrote a letter to the editor about Bob Shepard, about where the old Yankee Stadium is. Someone wants to call it Memorial Park, but then a couple readers said, why not call it Bob Shepard Park? I think, you know, that would be a lot more classier than calling it, you know, something, you know, to show, you know, for all the years of service that Bob Shepard gave to the Yankees. And one story, first time I walked into Yankee Stadium, it was about 10 years ago, and first time I heard his name, you know, I heard him, he goes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium. I'm saying to myself, if I die tomorrow, I'll die a happy man.
Yeah, there was something about Bob Shepard and the way his droll delivery, the way
right.
he announced hitters, and just his style was unique. He was one of a kind, absolutely.
Right. Okay, now talking about the other tragedy that happened with the Yankees today, did you ever have a chance to interview George Steinbrenner?
I had a chance. I didn't interview him. I had a chance to talk to him a bunch when I was covering the Yankees. I had a chance to just have conversations with him and then talk about him on the air. I never did, because Susan Waldman was working at WFAN, and she was very
right.
tight with George Steinbrenner, and she had a show with Jody McDonald for a while, and he
right.
would come on her show. So he
right.
always had time for me when I saw him, and we would have conversations, but I never did a full-on interview with him, no.
Okay, one more Bob Shepard story, and then you have other callers. One time he was being interviewed by an interviewer. The interviewer said, how old are you, Mr. Shepard? Bob Shepard's answer was, this interview is over. Right now,
that's pretty good.
right now he's in heaven, probably announcing probably doing a public address announcement with Ruth, Garrick, DiMaggio, you know, Phil Rizzuto, you know. So, you know, he was the last of his kind. There'll never be a public address announcer like him. And same thing with Steinbrenner. I think Steinbrenner set what it's supposed to be. And unless you got deep pockets like George Steinbrenner did, who knows what'll happen now with the professional sports.
Yeah, well, I think there are a lot of owners that have deep pockets because they have big sponsors. But he did
yeah.
change things in baseball. And some people, you know, he was vilified. So some people vilified him. Some people revered him.
Right.
There's no not having an opinion about him, especially if you were anti-Yankee or a Yankee fan
right.
or played for him or managed for him or whatnot. Hey,
right.
thanks, Sam.
Take care.
You know, talking about Steinbrenner, because in case you missed the story, it's interesting. You have the longtime PA address man, Bob Shepard, dying at 99. And then you've got Steinbrenner at 80 having a massive heart attack in Tampa. And there were a lot of people that didn't like Steinbrenner, a lot. But then there were Yankee fans from day one who loved Steinbrenner because he was willing to pay for a winner. He spent the most money in baseball to get the best players and then develop others through the farm system. You know, like your Derek Jeter is the prime example of that. But year in and year out, there was no question the Yankees were going to get what they needed to try to make a serious run to get to the World Series. And when you think of the Yankees, you do think of Steinbrenner. I was covering Nolan Ryan's induction rather into the Hall of Fame, and I was in Cooperstown, and I had drinks with iced teas with the one of the former public relations, the head of public relations for the Yankees. And boy, he told me some interesting stories. He said, you know, when you worked on that side of it, especially the main guy, the PR guy, it didn't matter. Steinbrenner could call you at 3 a.m. You could have a child being born, whatever, but he demanded that you be there no matter what. And he told me a story about the fact that he was coming up with a trade. They were talking about a trade, and he got called at some crazy hour. It was, you know, 4 a.m. or whatever, after the Yankees had a long game, and he'd only been asleep 2 hours or so, and he was in the shower. He jumped in the shower, and he just didn't get there soon enough to George's liking, and he said he was mad at him for some time to come in the next couple of weeks because he just didn't jump fast enough, and that was Steinbrenner in a nutshell. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about immigration, illegal immigration, and this crazy story out of Utah, a list that's got the names and personal information of like 1,300 people that are illegal immigrants, supposedly, has been mailed around Utah. And the Hispanic community is furious, up in arms about this list. And what is the list? Is it some kind of watch list? Is it just an informational list? The Republican governor wrote that he asked state agencies to investigate what this list is about. How did it get sent to media outlets, and how did it get sent to various state agencies and law enforcement types? And the letter that's along with the list demands that the people on it be deported immediately. And, of course, most of the names are of Hispanic origin. And then it's got personal information, the Social Security numbers, the birth dates, the workplaces that was highlighted, addresses, phone numbers, names of kids are included. Due dates of pregnant women are on the list. So since this list was found out, the phones have just been blowing up in a lot of offices in Utah, including the governor's, but also the Office of Hispanic Affairs. They've got one of those, and you can't even get in the door there, I guess, because people feel like they're being terrorized. So this list is come to light now as several conservative Utah senators and congresspeople consider sponsoring a tough new illegal immigration law similar to the one recently passed in Arizona. So the state people are doing it too. And that law, by the way, in Arizona is supposed to kick in July 29th. What do you think the chances are that that law actually sees the light of day? I don't even know why I bothered asking that one. 800-259-5791, fair or foul on the list.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com, from July 4th through July 14th. Every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The secret list that went to a lot of the TV and radio folks and newspaper people in Utah, and then the FBI and Border Patrol and all that sort of stuff. I mean, here's what I would want to know. First of all, somebody had that information. Somebody pulled it all together. So I would want to know where that list came from. Because who put it out there? Somebody put it out there. Somebody had the names and threw it out there. You got to think that it's probably somehow somebody had information from the Department of Workforce Services. I guess I'm just thinking out loud as to who it could be. And it's obviously got to be a high priority in that office because they're thinking it might have come from there. So that they've got to trace the origin of it. They had to have access to lists. So here's the thing. If somebody like some of the media people talk about the businesses on the list, then they could start a boycott of the businesses that have hired illegals. And I bet you some of the businesses aren't happy with that. And what I chalk it up to is, whoever got the list, is it somebody who's sick of all the inaction of our government and the refusal to do anything about the laws that are on the books right now? They're so happy when it comes to spending our money to go after Arizona, but yet they're not enforcing any of the laws that are there. So that's the problem with this. So it's obviously somebody who is tired of it, I'm thinking, and had access and decided, hey, if I push this out there, maybe this will turn into something more. And it remains to be seen if it if it does, if somebody publishes something or whatever. So the state's investigating where the information came from. That has to be their top priority. But I truly think that now that we've got so many millions of people in the country illegally, that something, and nothing's been done, that people are beyond frustrated. You can see that because a lot of the independents, a lot of the people who are Democrats, a lot of the people who label themselves as those titles are not happy either. So is it time for the feds and the states to enforce the laws that they haven't been able to enforce? You know, it takes, to get a legal U.S. visa, supposedly, takes years and costs thousands of dollars. Thousands. Just try for yourself to get a visa to another country and see what you have to do. I can tell you, because I have friends who work, I have a friend who works in France and one that works in England. You got to pay. You got to pay. Then you've got all kinds of documentation. Then you got to pass physicals. No country in the world, except for ours, lets you walk across the border and gives you money, gives you social benefits. No, we try to do it. America Tonight tries to do it. Matt and I try to do it. And we're going to jail. And then we're getting, you know, we're going to jail and we're getting deported. That's what it's about. Our government is incompetent when it comes to this. And so all the neglect for all these decades has led to this problem. It is horrifying. And so now what? And the now what is what the governor of Arizona did. And I have to believe that somebody in a position of having access to that information, maybe in the workforce office in Utah, decided they were tired of it and they decided that they were going to do something about it. And so they released the list. I don't think it's good that they did it. But, and harassing anyone whose name is on the list is not a good thing. But there's probably a chance that some of those businesses will get flushed out, and they're not going to like that. Because if there were an organized boycott, I don't always think boycotts work. I'm not a big proponent of boycotts because I haven't ever seen one on a grand scale work. I hear lots of chatter about it. People always threaten the boycott. But there have been a few instances where it's worked a little bit, but not on a broader scale because usually people don't follow through. There's not enough people that would follow through. Mm. So that's a crazy deal happening there in that state. I got a lot of emails from many of you talking about the mystery sound, and I realized we have to tell you what the mystery sound is. So if you didn't hear it during our last show, this was the mystery sound that you could have called in to take a stab at or send me an email on. And if you had gotten it right, you would have gotten movie tickets. But listen to the sound once again, and then I'll tell you what it is. I did have Brady, who wrote an email and said, come on, we know that's World Cup, World Cup, World Cup, and he said it like 10 times. Then I got another one from Jack, who frequently emails us in Austin, or Jake, not Jack, Jake, and Jake said, I have absolutely no idea what it is. Kate, that is such an unidentifiable sound. What do you think, Matt? Is it unidentifiable?
I don't know. If you're into your current events and you know things going on, you might be able to figure it out.
That I like that. You might be able to figure it out.
It was tough. I'm not going to lie. It's tough.
It's tough. And what it is, we'll reveal to everybody, is the running of the bulls in Pamplona in Spain. That was the sounds. Trust me, when we do the mystery sound again, I'll try not to make it so unidentifiable. Okay? But that's what you heard there. It's a long time, I'll call it festival, because it is like a festival. And people are always fascinated by it because you run with the bulls and somebody could get gored and people have died over the years or gotten injured and other people watch from afar. And it's kind of a crazy thing, but everybody's drawn to it. And I mean, there's a fascination, like kind of like Shark Week on Discovery Channel. There's a fascination with this running with the bulls thing. I know some people who have actually gone. They haven't run with the bulls, but they've gone to it and say that the parties and the atmosphere is incredible, and it is kind of a cool thing to see. So that was the mystery sound. In another couple of weeks, we'll do another mystery sound, and hopefully we'll have a winner, and I promise you I won't make it as hard. This is a shout-out to some people we haven't heard from in a while, like Izzy in Missouri, and also Janet, who listens to us in Iowa, and also Jan, who listens to us in Iowa. Usually I get emails from you guys or hear you call in, so I'm assuming you're on a cruise somewhere after you heard our last show and decided that you were going to hightail it to Europe or Alaska and partake in the buffets and whatnot. Because I did get a bunch of emails from people who said after listening that the cruise idea sounded pretty good, especially the themed ones. This is a thorny subject with a ton of people, and it is with me, too. This is a privacy thing. How do you feel about digital medical records? Doctors' offices, hospitals, etc. love the idea. The Obama administration rolled out a five-year plan for moving everybody to these computerized medical records with more safety for patients, and they're saying lower costs. So starting next year, doctors' offices and hospitals get federal money to offset the cost because it's expensive. You could run into millions of dollars, really, let's be honest, with hospitals, with all the files and everything else. Providers who don't comply by 2015 will actually face cuts in Medicaid payments if they don't do it. That's part of the incentive thing. Because to buy computerized systems, you know, you're probably talking about overall, you're talking about $27 billion or more over the next 10 years. In fact, I think that number, it's a guesstimate, could be much higher than that if you look to all the hospitals and everything else that would have to go that route to comply. Let's go to Chris in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to pick a little beef with you over your hint on your mystery sound there.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, your hint was... think world events.
Right.
I call that a stupid people event.
It is a stupid people event if you get in the streets with bulls that can gore you.
When you said world event, I was thinking maybe the trade, you know, conference that went on up in Canada or something like that. You had me all befuddled.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm glad you were listening, though, and that you get points. Do we have some applause? He gets points for the funny of the night. That was pretty good. I think next time, Chris, we're going to make it a much easier mystery sound so that we have a winner. So don't be discouraged. We'll do it in another couple of weeks, and you may be the winner next time.
Well, either that or just give better hints next time.
All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a couple hints next time. Thanks to Chris's right-on criticism. Thanks, Chris. We're going to give more hints. Is that a deal, Matt? I'm going to give more hints, and we'll make it easier.
That sounds like a good idea.
I think so, too. I don't know. I just thought it was clever. But I guess
but you need to make it attainable.
That's true. That would be tough to guess. It would be. I kind of thought about it later, and I thought, well, how does that sound different from what Chris just described? Toronto police going after crowds across the border. Oh, my, oh, my. Hang with us. More to come on those digital records and whatnot. Plus, we can count.
The The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Yes, time for another edition of We Can Count. This is a lot more than 12. How about this? The Obama administration has sent yet a fourth bill for $99.7 million to British Petroleum and other parties, they say, responsible to the oil spill. Yeah. They're financially responsible, according to our government, for all the costs associated with the spill, and that includes efforts to stop the leak at its source, reduce the spread of oil, protect the shoreline, and mitigate damages, as well as long-term recovery efforts for people, individuals, and communities. So now the fourth one, like I said, all told, they've paid the first three bills totaling $122.3 million, and the money that's taken in from BP is going to help replenish the $1.5 billion oil liability trust fund that covers all the damages and stuff related to what's happened in this bill and other spills. That's a pretty big number, huh? Boy, I bet you they wish that they had a different design now. Here's what I'd like to be. A fly on the wall to hear the conversations among the BP folks when they talk about the spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Whether it's dealing with the media, whether it's the fallout, whether it's the stock, whatever it is. I mean, I'm talking at the bar, a few belts of scotch, and unfiltered. What's really, really being said behind the scenes. Now that would have you glued, I think, to this radio station and others. How about $100 million not being enough for Prince? You know what I'm talking about when I say $100 million not enough for Prince? Ever hear of a guy named Scott Boras? He's a big-time baseball agent. One of his clients is Prince Fielder, you know, Cecil Fielder's son. And the guy is incredible. At the age of 25, what he's been able to do, I think he's got almost 200 home runs, 180-something anyway. And that's in less than 800 major league games. But Boras is always so over the top. So apparently the Brewers made an initial offer of 5 years at just over $100 million. Boras must have brushed off the Brewers, saying it's probably not enough because nothing's happened for weeks. So the first baseman, what's going to happen? Because he can be a free agent after the 2011 season. And the word that was being spread at the All-Star game is he's not happy. $100 million. I know he has incredible stats, but it's just staggering to think of that amount of money. $100 million. If you broke that down to swings, and that's not what he wants. He wants more than that. But you know what? It's what the market demands. So it's just like entertainers, like anybody else. Even though it is incredible to think what athletes make, I say it's what the market will give you. So, hey, bravo to Scott Boras for saying that we can get more than that, because they'll just make those talks heat up and the conversation continues. But for the rest of us, when you say a number like that, $100 million. I can think of a lot of things, Matt, that I could do with $100 million. How about you?
That would definitely be plenty of money for this guy. I could get by on that.
You would be working. That. You would be working here, I can tell you that.
You would not see me anymore.
You'd be gone. I don't even know if he'd say goodbye. He's nice. He would probably say goodbye. He'd probably at least text me. But that's crazy. How about Northrop Grumman? The Louisiana shipyard is going to close in 2013. Hard times, my friends. Hard times. You know, shipbuilding ops, they're consolidating all of the things that are going on. So it affects thousands, all their operations that are going on. So it affects thousands of jobs, sadly. And they're a big employer. So the governor, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, boy, he's done nothing but try to plug all kinds of holes. And he's been meeting with Northrop and saying he's trying to do whatever he can to keep and I've been by this place. Some of you might have heard of it. It's the Avondale Yard. And it's, they just say they can't keep it open, but you know how many jobs are affected by this? About 5,000 direct jobs on the site, and then 6,500 the indirect jobs, which means, you know, whatever. It could be restaurants, it could be neighborhoods where people live, apartments, all that kind of stuff. And this is what's happened as a result of the consolidation. Northrop Grumman, which has owned that operation since 2000 and something, said they're gonna recognize an estimated pre-tax charge of $113 million in the second quarter. And what they do is they build the LPD-17, the San Antonio-class amphibious troop and cargo vessel, basically, for the U.S. military. And they have two other facilities that work on it, and they're going to be impacted, too, because, you know, here's what the... That's what the problem is. It's a necessity because they've got to reduce some of what they're doing. And it's just another bite to the Gulf Coast. Oof. This is a big one when it comes to music piracy. You've heard this conversation, right? Some of you probably actually aren't old school and you have a thing called the iPod and you download tunes, right? I think I'm stopping after the iPod, though. I have to say that. I'm sick of all the replacement tracks for, you know, whatever it is, 8 tracks, records, down to CDs, and who knows what comes next after the iPod, I'm done. But that's neither here nor there. You might feel the same way. The judge cut the fine in the music piracy case to $67,000 and change. And even after cutting that to 1/10 of the original sum, that's pretty excessive. And here's what I'm talking about. A federal judge in Massachusetts on Friday initially said almost $700,000 would be the award that a jury had ordered a Boston University student to pay for illegally sharing files. Can you imagine that? That all they're doing is passing the music around, and I get it. I get why the music industry is so upset by that. But how do you come up, I mean, how are you coming up with that kind of money? And the answer is you can't come up with that kind of money. And Joel Tenenbaum decided, you know, what we're saying here is Tenenbaum decided to illegally download and share 30 songs online. That's what we're talking about. So the jury decided he should have to pay over $22,000 a song for copyright infringement. So he's asked for a reduced sentence and a new trial and all that other sort of stuff, and that's where it stands at this point. That's a big reduction, but still, $67,000 for 30 songs. Woo! I guess other people won't be sharing illegally tunes. Yeah, you got to go to iTunes, baby, and pay whatever the freight is there. Because that is nasty. But he'll be paying for a long time. Whatever his degree is in, hopefully it's medicine or something, he's just going to have to charge as much as possible to try to make up for that kind of an award. Certainly reduced to what it initially was, but still pretty darn big. All right, before we jumped into We Can Count, we were talking about the digital medical records, and there are numbers involved with this, too. I already mentioned some of them. To actually overhaul and put in these computerized systems, it'll cost like $27 billion over 10 years to really overhaul everything. And, you know, the clock is ticking because those who don't do it will end up being fined, so they're not going to have much of a choice. But I think it's like another nail in the coffin of the poor guy, the poor schmo who's practicing family medicine. Partial money, you know, a small local doctor somewhere, that's not going to be enough for them. And then you have the other side of this coin, the digital medical records. So if you believe in the fact that all your info's out there, and this is kind of a snoop thing, it is a snoop thing, then you definitely don't want these medical records out there, because think of what it could tie you to. On the surface, it's just like everything else. It might sound good. Wow, you don't have to haul your x-rays all over the place. And if something happened to you, immediately all your information could be brought up. But at the same time, it is a massive, 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 I think, violation of your rights to privacy. Because we know that ultimately what will happen with those medical records, they'll be screwed up somehow. Somebody will get information they don't need to know. And then you'll be stuck. But, hey, this is what we have now. So providers who don't comply by 2015 are going to have cuts in Medicaid payments. And this is going to lead to a lot of doctors saying, forget it, it's been nice, I love my